Welcome to In the Moment. Lori Walsh is away today. I'm Kara Hetland, and we continue our look at how shifting populations impact South Dakota communities. How are students affected? Athletes, artists, businesses? How does the growing or shrinking population in your town affect you? Send us an email at inthemoment@sdpb.org or text us at 605-956-SDPB. We'll keep the conversation going on future programs. And today, we begin with education. SDPB's Keely Boltina is in Harrisburg. She's joined by Harrisburg School Superintendent Jim Holbeck. Keely, we'll let you take
Thanks, Kara. I appreciate it. Mr. Holbeck, I want to start by reiterating what the Harrisburg School District looks like now before we go into much more detail, because people may think of Harrisburg still as just one of those small towns that kind of surround Sioux Falls, but that's not what the actual school district looks like anymore. So explain how that's changed.
Well, I came here 10 years ago, and 10 years ago we had around 1,200 kids. Today we're a little over 4,200 kids, so we've grown 3,000 kids in those 10 years. The town of Harrisburg is now over 5,000 people. And the Harrisburg School District not only takes the kids from Harrisburg, but also the southern part of Sioux Falls. Matter of fact, a majority of our kids have Sioux Falls addresses. And a lot of people probably don't understand that the Harrisburg School District is also a Sioux Falls school district.
Sure, and some of your schools are even built in Sioux Falls. I mean, they're next to Sioux Falls homes.
Right. We have one middle school called North Middle School up there, and we have four of our six elementaries are in the city of Sioux Falls right now.
Okay, so thank you for clarifying that, because I think that that helps us look at what it is that you're dealing with. You also have looked at different places. So while we can talk to you specifically about Harrisburg today, you've also done a little bit of research into the demographics as we talk about this shift where people are moving and taking their kids from more rural areas of the state to kind of our urban centers. What have you found there when you're looking at your school versus others?
Sure. Well, that's one of those things that's happened in South Dakota. You know, we're seeing that it's maybe some feast or famine going on. In our school district, we're very happy to have the growth. We are able to do quite a few things. Hopefully we'll have some time to talk about some of those things we can accomplish with growth. But I've also have my roots involved with rural, smaller schools. And I know what that life is like. I know what happens when schools are losing kids and how that is tough to handle when you're finding a shrinking enrollment. The state of South Dakota, you know, I grew up, I'm getting quite old here now, but, you know, in the older days, we always said West River and East River, and West River was not just geographic. It was also, you thought of, that's sparsity. And I think sparsity has creeped over across into East River in some cases, too. I've taken a look at, it's 11 counties on this side of the river from the North Dakota border going down almost to Interstate 90 and between Mobridge and over to not including Aberdeen. But if you take a look at that area, which is about a 12th of the size of the state, that area has really changed quite a bit. And I think that other parts of the eastern part of the state have found that they're seeing some sparsity. They're seeing schools closing. They're seeing consolidations happen. They're seeing co-ops in sports. I know that's one of the things that you guys are talking about, but they're seeing a lot of these things take place, mainly because there is this outward migration, and people are coming to, in South Dakota, we call these our metropolitan areas. Other states might kind of joke about that, but you know, Harrisburg is an area that, of course, used to be a smaller town, now part of a large school district. We're fourth largest in the state, and I believe soon to be third with the growth that we're seeing behind Sioux Falls and Rapid. And so what's making those people move? What's causing that? And I can understand, you know, I've got good friends in those areas. I've got people that I'm close with, and they say, you know what, we don't want to live in the big city, and they consider Sioux Falls the big city. I understand that. I'm probably one of those people that really likes that laid-back lifestyle of small-town living, but I'm also seeing that those small towns are hurting. And what's causing that? I can speculate, but we're the melting pot here. I mean, we're just full of these young adults with starting their families. They're coming into our school district for a lot of reasons. And I think one of those reasons, of course, is that there's jobs available here.
Sure.
And they might not be able to have that in their hometown. And they're looking to have a meaningful occupation, and they're not willing to, you know, stay and take whatever there's available there. They want more opportunities. They want to be by hospitals. They want to be by parks. They want more than one restaurant to choose from at night, and they want the nightlife, and they want the churches, and they want all of the things that some of the larger communities can offer. And I know that's hard for some people to handle, because they don't want to see their youth leave, and yet their youth are doing that because they're looking for that lifestyle that maybe some of the bigger communities can give.
I'm sure you can go anecdote after anecdote about all of this, but you back it up when you're crunching these numbers. You talked about this section of counties that is east of the river, but kind of central north South Dakota, that used to way outnumber Harrisburg's district enrollment, and now it's completely flipped.
Right. You know, I made a mistake. I said it was a 12th. It's an eighth the size. It's 12%. Eighth the size of the state. And back in 2000, now that's just 17 years ago, back in 2000, there was 5,138 kids in these 20 school districts. Now there's 16 school districts. One has dissolved, three have consolidated with others, and they've lost 1,251 kids in these 17 years. They're at 3,897 at our last fall count. Now Harrisburg in that time, 17 years ago, had 794 kids. So they had already started to see some growth during that time. But now we're at 4129, that's our last official count. We're probably close to 4150, and we're growing. It's sad to say, about a school district a year, 300 kids plus, and in South Dakota, that's a medium-sized school district.
So how do you begin to cope with that sort of growth? Because there are certainly advantages, and I do want to talk about those, to having so many students coming into your district every year, but that means buildings, that means services, that means teachers to connect with them and serve them appropriately. So what's your plan?
You know, our plan is, people ask that question quite often, and they always say, how do you deal with that challenge? And we say, how do we deal with that opportunity? That opportunity of growth is great. You know, sure, we have to come up with more buildings. When I came here, we had three buildings, school buildings. We have 10 now. And we built some other outside buildings. I mean, construction's been a big part of our life. We understand that. But the growth has happened. The tax valuations have gone up to allow us to build those schools. So we have great facilities as a result of this growth. All of them, almost except for the one original building, all of them built within this century. And so that part is a great opportunity to be able to build schools that are in tune with today's times. We're at a location where there's a teacher shortage, and there truly is a teacher shortage, but we're in a location where we get those people applying for jobs. So every year we have about 50 new faces in our staff. It's kind of exciting to see the new blood and people excited about starting a new job. I've seen the other side of that, where it gets to be a little stagnant at times when schools are dying and falling lower in numbers.
I do wonder how you balance that, just, I guess, as a person, as a leader, seeing how much growth and, as you call it, opportunity Harrisburg has, knowing that that is coming somewhat from outside of South Dakota, but also from other South Dakota schools who are losing the opportunity because they see a chance here.
Right. You know, that's I don't want to be proud of the fact that we're gaining and other schools are losing. You know, it's kind of a depressing thing to see what's happening sometimes. And I always think there's a lot of stories in those abandoned farmhouses that I drive by when I'm out doing my hunting. And those times have changed. You know, we can't expect that we're going to have a lot of kids per square mile anymore out in the rural areas because of the way farming has changed. And so unless those communities have something else to fall back on, I really do think that we're not going to see this end. We're going to see that some of those smaller rural areas are going to continue to see, as their populations age and die off, that those school districts and those towns will get smaller.
So when we take out all of those factors of the reasons that people move, the jobs, the health care, the access to different stores and different choices, what are they looking at when it comes to the school? What do they see places that are growing rapidly, like Harrisburg, can offer their students versus other small towns near Sioux Falls or Rapid City, or even those big centers?
Sure. Well, you know what, I think the typical family that you'll find in the town of Harrisburg, Southern Sioux Falls might be just a little bit different, but the typical family you find that moves here, they're a young couple, they have young kids, sometimes they're not yet in school or soon to be in school. It's their first house, it's a starter home. They're proud of the fact that they're a homeowner, they're both working, and they're both very busy. They're chasing their kids around to a lot of events. And they're looking for a school that can offer their kids a great education, and they don't have to worry about that too much, because I think they have a lot of worries that they have to deal with. So we feel that it's our job to try to provide that for them. At the same time, we have the luxury of growth and have the luxury of numbers, so we can do some innovative things. We can provide for some things that schools that don't have those numbers can't do. And I know there's a great education taking place in small school districts in South Dakota. I'm just very proud of the fact that we can do some things because of that size.
And some of those things are a mod program in your high school that allows students to really align classes and pick when they can do different work in different subjects. And you have maker spaces in elementary and middle school areas, and you have different strategies even from the very little to your older students that are part of that innovation.
Right. You know, technology's key. Kids learn fast. Everybody wants things faster. Just think of how we do meals at night, you know. I mean, it's a community climate, a culture now of we want things quicker and faster. And you can't have kids sitting in a desk and just having a teacher stand up front and talk all day long. They're not used to that. They're used to getting a lot of information at them in a hurry. And we have to adjust to that. And we've done some things, more individualized instruction, you call that mod, customized learning. We have in all three levels, our elementary, our middle school, and now all four grades of our high school. We're seeing very good results from that. We're seeing that some kids are really connecting where they might not have connected before, because they have more ownership, more choices in what they do in their learning. And that's exciting to see. And then you throw in this mix of this younger crowd of teachers that are coming out with having lived some of that in their life, knowing technology, knowing what it is that kids need. It's really exciting to see. Old school guy like me, it's kind of hard to give up some of that control, you know, that idea that everybody's got to be neatly in rows and it's got to be quiet. It isn't quiet. Our schools aren't quiet. The kids are, when you walk through our halls, some people would look at that and say, oh no, it's out of control. It's not out of control. Our test scores are showing it's not out of control. Our kids are learning better because they have more choice and more responsibility, and we're teaching them self-responsibility, which I don't think we've done a very good job in the past.
We have a short time left. Tell me, Superintendent Holbeck, what is the vision for students, for teachers, for the community? Where do we go from here in Harrisburg?
Well, if you don't change and if you stand still, you're falling behind. And that's a philosophy I have, that we cannot just do status quo. You know, the easiest thing for me to do is to say, you know what, let's not change anything. Let me sit back in a rocking chair and wait until the last day I work here and let somebody else do that. But we don't change for change's sake. We change for better. And doing that change isn't always popular, because sometimes it takes people out of comfort zones. But the change is necessary. When we've had a population in our country that 50% of our kids that start college don't finish, we've been doing something wrong. We need to engage those kids to be more responsible for their learning. So that's what that culture allows, and that's what we're trying to accomplish with our kids, because we want them to be lifelong learners. We want them to be successful when they walk out of here, that they can walk into post-secondary or into the job market, and they can make decisions on their own without somebody up front dictating every decision for them.
Jim Holbeck is superintendent of the Harrisburg School District. Thank you for talking with me today.
You bet. I was glad to be here.